What it is. All right, guys. This is Dr. Chris Park here, and you're listening to Doc Park's Brutal Optimist Podcast. Back at you with another episode. Recently, a friend of mine asked if I had just stopped making podcasts altogether, and that's a pretty good question, seeing as how I did recorded three and took a big break. And I started thinking about this, and I had all these excuses in my head on why I haven't recorded anymore. And I realized that's all they were, excuses. So here I am. And today, I want to talk to you about one of the most dangerous words in the English language. And this word may just be what's keeping you from overcoming difficult circumstances. Look, I'm a lucky guy, and I don't have a lot of major stressors right now, and I've been in a really good mood lately, and things are going well, and so I have to say, does this make me unqualified to give advice? I don't know. You can be the judge of that. But maybe, just maybe, there's something here we need to talk about. And it's this word. So here it is. The most dangerous word in the English language, if. Okay. What do I mean? This is how people use the word if. They say, you know, I could finally get on top financially if I just got a raise at work. Or I could get a raise at work if my boss would just see how much I'm worth to the company. Or I would be much happier if my kids would stop being hoodlums. Or, you know, I could finally be drug-free if my friends would stop coming over and offering me weed. Or, you know, I could finally start living the life of my dreams if I just had, and you fill in the blank. You get where I'm going here, right? If. And the thing is, by using this word if, yes, it's excuses. And that's what it really is, right? It's an excuse. We're not taking ownership of our lives. But it's even more than that. Because what we're putting the excuse on are these other things. That's completely outside of our control. And you see, it's easy. If something's out of our control, then we just sit back and say, well, nothing I can do about that. And so we never make any changes. But when we double down on our lives and what we can control, on what we can focus on, that's when you're going to see big change. That's when big things are going to start to happen. You see, you can't let if take away your responsibility or your control. You can't let, okay, because look, life circumstances are going to come at you no matter what you do. I promise you this. I don't care how good things are going, something bad is going to happen. And that's not me being a pessimist, because you're talking to the ultimate optimist here. What I'm trying to tell you is, this is reality. Bad things are going to happen. But you can still be an optimist through it. And the brutal optimist pushes their way through any difficult circumstance, any excuse, any reason not to be who you know you need to be. I think you understand what I'm saying. Don't if your life away. Don't if your life up. What are you struggling with right now? Is it money? Is it love? Is it family? Is it your job? Do you have big dreams, but they just don't seem to be happening? Well, how are you using the word if? Let me tell you a better way to use the word if. And this takes the power away from the word and away from the excuses, and it gives you control again. And it's this. Here's how to use the word if. Act as if. You act as if you've already got all the resources, everything you need to make your dreams a reality. You act as if you're confident. You want more confidence? Act as if you are. You act as if you're smart enough for the job. You act as if you've got the talent. You act as if you're a good enough writer to write. You act as if you're a good enough speaker to speak into a podcast. Act as if. Look at me. Now, that's not the same as faking it till you make it. It's better. But look, what do I know? I'm just some Yahoo on the internet pretending to be a doctor in his day job, right? I'm acting as if. That's what I do. Look, I don't know what you're struggling with right now, but I do know there's a way around it or through it or on top of it. Whatever you've got to do to conquer it, you've got it within you right now. You've got the resources. You've just got to tap into it. And maybe that means you've got to act as if for a little while until you start to really, really believe it. And let me tell you this. When you start to believe it, you're unstoppable. All right, guys. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Chris Park, and we'll talk to you next time.